My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
One, Jameis Winston getting the start for the Browns in the first preseason game and against the Packers on Saturday. We're going to talk about that coming up here in a second. We still want to continue this conversation about Brandon Ayuk and what's going on there. Steelers still seem to be involved. Does time mean anything? We both could be dead wrong, that when it's all said and done, he ends up back in San Francisco.
If I had to bet on a team, that's where I would bet that he ends up.
Yeah.
And we could be completely wrong.
With an extension?
I didn't say that.
No, I'm asking. I'm asking you to say something.
I would think a little bit of an extension.
It'll be interesting to see. I just think the longer this goes out, unless the Browns change the framework, I don't know why you would think he's coming to the Browns at this point. But then again, I think Steelers fans probably felt this way yesterday. Johnny the Barber is sitting in Pittsburgh. Johnny, how are you?
Hello, Johnny.
Gentlemen, first-time caller, love your show.
Thank you. Thanks for joining in.
Yeah, I'm calling directly from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm a barber here. We're a Browns barbershop, Ohio State barbershop.
Oh, so that's awesome.
In Pittsburgh?
Why not?
You got a lot of free time on your hands. I can't imagine Steeler fans coming into the Browns barbershop to get a haircut, even though you give the best haircuts in Pittsburgh.
Oh, deep down, they know their team's mid. Deep down, they know. I'm calling. Your sister station in Pittsburgh, mainly Andrew Filippone. Mm-hmm. He says it's a done deal, and all these Pittsburgh fans are drinking this sweet maraschino wine, just listening to it. But I want to see him go anywhere but Pittsburgh. But if he goes to Pittsburgh, like if you add a diamond to a turd bowl, is it still a turd bowl?
Good question.
It's a fine question, I guess. I would think the answer is no.
They cut me off.
No, you're good, Johnny. You're back. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't know that was bad to say.
Sorry.
They're a mid team, and the AFC is just so stacked. I mean, you could. And you don't think what they trade for him is going to deplete the team even more than it really is? I mean,
if they do, you're saying if the Browns send Amari Cooper, that's what your question is? Is that what you're saying there?
No, I'm saying if the Steelers would send anything for their team, it would deplete it.
Yeah,
The Browns are stacked. The Browns are stacked. I mean, if you don't see that, I mean, as a Pittsburgh fan, you're in delusion.
All right, Johnny, thank you. Call anytime, my friend. Please call again.
Hey, thanks, Johnny. Take care, Johnny.
Talk to you soon. All right, Johnny the Barber checking in from Pittsburgh. We have reporters that are entrenched Is that what it is?
Right there, behind enemy lines.
That's good stuff. I don't know. Filippone's losing his mind, huh? Or he's saying that
it's a
done deal that he's going to Pittsburgh. I had heard plenty of those things going into yesterday prior to the Browns have the framework and, oh, New England's in it. Now all of a sudden New England's out. Oh, wait, Pittsburgh's back. So I don't know. Maybe we'll hear something today about this situation. But if not, it's probably the way Jeff has laid it out. The Browns said, here's the deal. If you want it, let us know. If not, we got to move forward, right? That's what you said.
I could see here's our offer, and it's a standing offer. If you both want to do it, call us. I could see that. I don't know that that's the case, but you know, would you rather have? And it doesn't even come down to me, Andy. This it doesn't come down to would you rather have Amari Cooper or Brandon Ayuk. To me, it comes down to, would you rather have Amari Cooper under contract for 1 year or Brandon Ayuk under contract for four? That's what it comes down to me. And if I were the Browns, I'd rather have Brandon Ayuk under contract for four.
And then he would be, 31 when that's all said and done, right?
30? Yeah, he's 26 right now.
Yeah, so
he'd be 29, right? Maybe 30 going into the next season?
Yeah, there's no math.
Whatever the multi-year contract is, you know. I'd rather have Ayuk under contract multi-year.
All right, I want to turn the page and talk about the other big story, that Jameis Winston's going to start for the Browns in the first preseason game against the Packers.
Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski talked about that and made that announcement yesterday. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I go back to what Mary Kay Cabot told us yesterday, and I hadn't thought of this. Because Mary Kay said, well, is he's still coming back? And I thought, okay, is there a problem? And she didn't think that there was necessarily a problem, but she thought he wasn't quite ready yet, perhaps. And I thought, okay, I guess that's one reason that he wouldn't play. And that's why she wouldn't play him, because she thought he still had work to do in his comeback. I've been working under the assumption, and apparently wrongly, that he was good to go. If he's not good to go, Andy, should you even be starting Jameis Winston in the first preseason game if you're trying to protect him? I would play Jameis. But, you know, could this be what we're looking at? I mean, if Deshaun isn't playing, and you can pick the reason why, is the reason he's not playing because he's not ready yet physically to play at that level? Well, if that's the case, then he's got about a month to get ready. And he better hustle up and, you know, heal up. And if not, then Jameis Winston's your starter on week one against Dallas. I don't expect that to be the case. But I just wonder, okay. Or are you taking the approach, yeah, we're not going to expose him to injury in the preseason, which is okay. You know, that's a choice. That could be the reason why, too. And if that's the reason why, fine, I understand it. I don't agree that I would play him, because I think he needs to play. But if that's what they're choosing to do, that's fine.
I think Kevin has to look at a number of factors on whether he wants to play Deshaun Watson or not, in this game in particular. Again, I go back, history tells me that he's probably going to play him in the game against Seattle, at least a quarter, if not into the second quarter.
And that's the game I don't know that I would play him
in. I agree with you. That's the game I don't know that I would play him in either. But history will tell you, if you go back and look at last year's game against Kansas City, they played him there. And I don't know if that's just a, hey, we want to get a good look at you right now. I also think that he's going to get plenty of work against Minnesota in the combined practices. I think that when Kevin has to make a decision on this one, he's got to take a lot of factors into consideration. One is what Mary Kay Cabot told us yesterday. Look, he's coming off of injury. They think he's healthy. They feel like everything's going in the right direction. Why would we want to mess with that for 10 or 15 plays? He said 10. Scott Petrick was talking about 15 plays the other day. But, you know, why would we want to mess with that for 10 plays in a meaningless preseason game number one where we're trying to figure things out? And, oh, by the way, I don't feel real good about my offensive line, because if I'm going to put my number one quarterback out there, I want to make sure that I've got the starting five I want to use for week one to protect him. I've got a huge investment in my quarterback. I better make sure that my offensive line is 100% intact. If he doesn't think his offensive line is 100% intact, and that he's putting, if he's putting Deshaun Watson out there with guys that aren't starters or guys that are kind of fighting for a job or guys that could make mistakes that you're a little concerned about that could get your quarterback hurt, I think there's a double edge. There's two edges to that then. One, you don't want to get your quarterback hurt. And two, you're trying to ramp up your offensive line in case somewhere down the road you've got to use some of those guys. So, yeah, really, the only way I'm using him in game number one preseason is if he's 100% healthy and I know that I want to just get him some reps, maybe a quarter in this game, and I know the offensive line I really want to put out there with him on game number one is ready to go, then I would do it. But if Kevin's missing both parts of that, equation, then don't do it. And so maybe that's where he's looking at it. I from what I saw on Sunday, Deshaun looks right. Does he look great? No, he looks like a quarter. He looks like a starting quarterback that can put zip on the ball and can get the ball down the field. And it's kind of what, you know, I think we want him to be. But again, it's one practice. I was also watching on 7-on-7s. There were no offensive linemen on the field. And he was just zinging the ball down the field. And I was like, okay, good. Like, this is what he should be right now.
Well, that's as good as you could do in the situation that he was put into. So that's great.
Does that make you so? I wonder what this means for game number two against Minnesota. I think he's going to get his work in against Minnesota during the week when they're practicing together.
Well, Andy, it's
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's better because you can control things and blah 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 blah. Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't.
I went into coach speak about scrimmages against other teams.
But that's true. It's not just coach speak. It's reality.
Yes, that's very true. Yes.
If you were a head coach, you would say the same thing.
Yes, I certainly would. Yes.
Well, what would you do if you were a head coach then? If you,
Andy, I think the guy needs to play. He's played 12 games in 3 years. I am playing him. There. End of story.
He's playing in practice every day.
I'm playing him in games.
So someone who's an upstart young go-getter who is fighting for a spot on the team that's hoping to make it as a special teams player can go in and blast the other quarterback named Deshaun Watson and knock him out for a little while. Because Deshaun really has nothing to gain other than just going out and playing a little bit.
Other than proving to his teammates that he's the man? No, he has nothing to gain.
I think he doesn't need to do that. I think they know he's the man.
Really?
Yes.
Well, they saw more in 12 games than I did.
If he's your quarterback, you better believe he's the man, because it's inherent because of what the coaches. If the coach decide to put a quarterback out there for the first snap of the first game of the regular season, he doesn't have to do anything. He is the man.
I'm sure the Jets felt that way about Zach Wilson last year.
Is that what they wanted to do? No.
No, but it's what they had to do
because their starting quarterback got hurt.
And in this case, because you gave your starting quarterback the biggest contract ever.
How bad do you want to see Jameis Winston play, Jeff?
In a regular season game?
Yeah.
I don't. That means Deshaun Watson is healthy and playing well.
But you're pretty high on him. Yeah?
I think Jameis can play. I think he's had a very odd set of circumstances since he threw for 5,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 30 interceptions in Tampa. Odd set. Biggest odd thing is Tom Brady comes to Tampa. Then he goes to New Orleans. He got dinged up a couple of times. Then they brought in Derek Carr, and he never got the opportunity in New Orleans or earned the opportunity in New Orleans that I thought that he would flourish in.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, what are your thoughts on Jameis Winston getting the start this first preseason game? What are you expecting? Do you feel comfortable with him as the backup? I mean, we know we had the ultimate backup last year in Joe Flacco. Other than the interceptions, we had the ultimate backup in a guy that helped lead this team to the playoffs last year. Now you're looking at Jameis Winston, and he's going to get the start. What are your thoughts on that? 216-474-0092 plus Chris Rose will join us in the next hour of Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.